We are living in a new reality, where our days begin within the four walls of our room, our movement is restricted to within the vicinity of the area we live in, and our meals will mostly come from whatever we can source on our own, with the occasional tapao. But for some others, their reality is much, much worse than what we go through. Imagine a day wearing countless PPEs, personal protective equipment, or being quarantined in a room for COVID-19, surely what most of us are going through is just a walk in the park compared to others. One couple had to go through such a reality when Maura Lewinger spoke of her experience losing a husband and was able to say goodbye only via FaceTime. Shared via CNN's Twitter, here is an interview that CNN had with Maura. https://twitter.com/cnn/status/12462380056303/2064?19 Reliving her experience, she shared that her husband was denied the coronavirus test in the initial stages of his infection. Having gone through a series of medication and treatment, Maura's husband was then transferred to the ICU as his condition became worse. Source, Twitter. Realizing that the reality of losing her husband became quite clear, she shared with CNN her last moments with her husband. I asked them to play him some music. He, the nurse, told me that he is heavily sedated but he will definitely do it. As things got worse, she FaceTimed him. I begged him not to leave us. I told him that we all needed him. Source, Twitter. Later on, she had another opportunity to perform her husband's last rites, of which she was told, "We have thrown the kitchen sink at him and I'm afraid we don't have much time." She requested another FaceTime and here were the last words she had for her husband: "I thanked him for being the most amazing husband. That he made me feel cherished and loved every single day. He writes me beautiful letters every day to be put in my lunchbox. I thanked him. I prayed and then the doctor took the phone. He said, I'm sorry but there is no more pulse." She added that she does not want this to happen to everyone else, stating that we are not invincible and think that this could not happen to us. How's that for some reality? This story should serve as an example that anyone could be affected with the coronavirus if we do not take reasonable actions to prevent it. Also read, breaking, COVID-19 cases is now at 1 million worldwide. You have reached the end of this story.